Okay, excellent. Well, thank you all for being on this morning, and I am going to go ahead and turn it right over to Leah this morning.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Summer. Really appreciate it. God bless all of you. It's always great to connect. So I just wanted to give you two quick updates. We have been very pleased with the results of Project Blitz, and want to thank every single one of you that were a part of that. We have tracked over 200 pieces of legislation in Congress and over 41 states, and we were able to see 6 times the religious freedom legislation so far passed than was passed last year. Tremendous victories across the nation, and I know that still quite a few states are still a little skittish, but seeing the victories and hearing the testimonies, I think it's going to embolden more to even do more next session. So many bills are still on governor's desks that are prepared to be full expectation of being signed, so we believe that number will go up as well. So we are just thrilled that over, I think, 16 states saw some proactive religious freedom legislation passed. So we're thrilled, but not only that, with Project Blitz, also just the relationships, the new state prayer caucuses that were launched because people began to see the value of being a part of this network, began to see the importance of our state directors that are on the ground, what you guys were able to do for them, and how you were able to mobilize support on their behalf. So really grateful for everything that every one of you did to help that make that a success. And we're just beginning. Our legal team has already begun working on version 2 of the report and analysis. That was very well received, so we'll be getting that out. But I also wanted to, that brings me to the second update, which is the legal team. We are really thrilled to have this new group legal experts join us. And just so that you kind of have a sense of who they are, this is 4 men who are in their legacy years who have said, came together and said, how do we work together to advance religious freedom? We've got to get in this battle for faith in America. We're losing badly. What can we do? And one of the four, they actually had built their own sort of coalition, just the four of them, but two of the four actually knew about us and said, do you know about the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation? We're trying to help legislators. What if we just connected with them? And so we've had multiple conversations, built a relationship, and they are self-funding. And I want to just throw that out, saying this is how committed they are. They are self-funding themselves to make themselves available to our network of legislators. So a huge, huge gift that they are giving to our leaders in a way that we could not have afforded to have them working like they're working on our behalf. So a couple of things I want to mention about them. They are not here to turn us into a defense firm. That's not where we're going with this. They are simply here to say we have policy expertise, we have amicus brief expertise, we have legal defense expertise, and we have messaging, you know, of expertise of the law and how it's to be applied, because they all have real incredible vitae or bios that of the experiences that they come to this team with. And so they're just saying, you tell us, how can we support your legislators? Not we're coming in to try to tell you what to do, but they're also saying, we also want to protect you. Legally, the caucus, the state directors, the legislators, we want to help protect you. If you need our expertise, we're here for you. So some of the things that they've been able to do is help write letters, and many of you are recipients of that already in Florida, helping with the legislators. We wrote a template letter for them that they sent out to support the Pensacola Cross. We've also already written letters for legislators, prayer caucuses that wanted to support. Many of these are actually combating Freedom From Religion Foundation bullying letters is what we're doing, is we're paying attention to where are they attacking people in these states, and how do we send these victims a letter to say, stand strong, they're just bullies and they're in the wrong, and here's what your legal, really your constitutional and legal right is. Now, it's up to them whether they stand or not, but at least they're hearing from somebody other than the bullies on the other side. And this group has made that possible. We've been dreaming about this and praying about this for a long time. Because what we're finding is, and in fact, Georgia legislators were great. They actually gave testimony to this, that they, on their own, had written something a year ago, sent it out to somebody in their state, and said it was amazing. It made a huge difference in that person actually standing strong. And they were right. And the bullies went away because they couldn't intimidate them, and they had all these legislators on their side. So we're really, really pleased with these legal experts who are coming on board and helping. And I wanted to specifically give you some examples so that you could be thinking about what might be needed, and you can help your legislators realize the power of this resource of, whether it be writing amicus briefs in very powerful court, very important court cases, or writing letters, or giving them language. One of our legislators in Minnesota was attacked. She was attacked by Freedom From Religion Foundation, and so was our legislator in Arizona. They came in and say, hey, you got to stop talking like that on the House floor. You're preaching and not legislating, or you need to stop, praying or whatever. And we create very strong and powerful letters in support, whether they need support, whether they need talking points, whether they need a letter written to their House leadership to encourage them and let them know you don't have to be back off of this. That sometimes is helpful, is that we write a letter on behalf of our legislator to their House leadership or Senate leadership, and that can make a big impact. So these are just some ideas and some things that we wanted to make you aware of. So with that, Summer, that is really the main thing I wanted to share, and I'm going to pass it back to you and the states, and I'm happy to open it up for any questions that people might have, but pass it back to you.
Excellent. Great. Does anyone have any questions for Leah? I know some of you have been benefiting from the letters and so forth, so you have more of an in-depth understanding of the benefit of this, but I do want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to ask any questions.
Leah, this is Pam from Florida. I just want to say thank you. The legislators have really appreciated the letters that they've gotten from you guys to send out, because we've just gotten hit like four times, I think, now just in the last couple of months, and it's been really good. They said thank you very much because it really helps them be able to get it done quickly. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks, Pam.
Okay, great. Well, there'll be opportunity to ask any questions at the end as well. I just want to touch on a couple things, and then I do want to hear from you all. I know there's, we're all aware of the religious liberty win that occurred this week in the Trinity Lutheran case, and essentially, this case was the state had claimed that its constitution required it to reject the church's request because of a no-aid provision that prevented public money from going to the churches. So essentially in this ruling, the court recognized that churches do not have to give up their religious identity in order to compete with secular organizations for state funds. So that was a really big win for religious freedom. The Supreme Court has also agreed to hear the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. And essentially, this is going to be about protecting the conscience of Americans and preventing government from punishing those who hold deeply held beliefs. We're going to be working with ADF on a messaging campaign, in order to help really give citizens an understanding of what this specific case is about. So we're looking forward to being able to share some of those resources with y'all and anything that you can do to help get the word out so that there is a real understanding of what this is rather than the misunderstanding that we've already seen around these cases involving bakers and people using their creativity. So appreciate that. I just want to again reiterate that there's several of the states, several of y'all are going into churches. You're starting to coordinate with churches to do Pray USA events or In God We Trust events. Just wanted to reiterate that we do have resources available. If you want something in hand when you go into the churches, on the back end of the website, of the CPC Foundation website, for the APCN government leaders section, We have the APC and flyers. They're state-specific flyers for each of you, and then also response cards, so state ambassador cards, we call them. And on each card has a number of ways that individuals can in your state can join you in some form or fashion, so whether it be prayer or hosting a dinner or donating. And those cards outline a number of ways that they can join your network. So we have those available on the back end of the website. If you have any trouble finding them, please do let me know. Good. Well, I am also good morning. Thanks for joining us. I do want to make sure that we have plenty of opportunity for the states to share this morning. So I'm really going to turn it over. Pam, I'd love to start with you if we could. And again, just to reiterate for the new state directors, this is really a time where we take about 2 to 3 minutes, if possible, to give an update on the efforts in your state as it relates to religious freedom. So Pam, I know that there's been a number of issues in Florida, one again being the court ruling that the Pensacola Cross has to come down, and thankfully former Prayer Caucus Chairman Mike Hill, as well as your current Prayer Caucus members, coordinated a rally last night to help stand in support of the cross.
It was Tuesday night.
Oh,
Tuesday
my goodness,
night.
You're right. It was Tuesday night. I apologize.
Yeah.
And then also there's been a number of letters that the Prayer Caucus has written, thankful to our legal team for their expertise. But I wanted to get an update, if you would, on those cases and on that rally, and also if there's anything additional that you'd like to share.
Sure. Our legislators are out of session right now, so trying to keep up with everybody has been interesting, but they have been really good about trying to get everything done. We've had 4 cases just recently, a mayor that they sent a letter to that with the cross in City Hall, and the mayor is fighting that. We have another one where the Freedom From Religion sent it to the governor's office with a national faith symposium that we do that I'm a part of because I work on the governor's faith-based advisory council, and we're working on fighting that, and the letter was good that went out with that. And then we had the prayer in the county that the Freedom From Religion said they couldn't do it, and the prayer caucus sent out the letter for that, too. They're going to fight that down. The mayor with the cross in Pensacola, they had 500 people who came to the rally on Tuesday night. Michael gave me an update yesterday. It went very well. We had actually a lot of people from the prayer caucus, the citizen side with what we do, who with the email that was sent out, they responded. Some of them went. We had people praying, people calling the mayor's office. The mayor is saying he's not sure what he's going to do, but we're putting a lot of pressure on him, too, so that he will fight to see this thing upheld because the cross has been there for 75 years. So Representative Mel Ponders is the chair of the Legislative Prayer Caucus here in Florida, and I talked to his office yesterday, and they are getting all the letters out and doing everything that they can do to fight this thing and working with Mike Hill, former representative and former caucus leader, too. So everybody's working together, which is great. And they're happy that we are able to quickly respond. And like I said, they love the fact that we're able to have a legal letter written quickly and respond, because that I talked to somebody with our Department of Children and Family yesterday, too, and they said Freedom From Religion is just pounding them on everything. And so it's good that we're able to respond quickly and hopefully get them to just shut up and stop bullying everybody.
Yes, I think we all agree that when we start to see the impact that we can make, the impact that we can have in just supporting these legislators that want to have a voice, that want to push back against these anti-faith groups, it brings so much joy, really, and satisfaction knowing that it's starting to work. We're starting to see, well, it's been working, but we're seeing new ways in which we can really provide support to these legislators and make a positive impact in the state and in the culture. So thank you, Pam, for all that you're doing. I know you are faithfully praying for the legislators, faithfully supporting them in whatever way you can. So we definitely appreciate your help there.
We also had a praise report, too, that just happened this week that we were praying for a cabinet member. The governor was going to replace a cabinet member that resigned, and he picked a strong pro-life Christian who is going to be on board because we have a good cabinet. So that's a huge answer to prayer because our cabinet is very it's a strong cabinet and it's important. So that's a huge answer to prayer.
Yes, very good. Wonderful. Thank you. Good. I have somebody that has a 303 number. I apologize. I just want to make sure that I don't miss you.
Yes, good morning. This is Jason Walker from Colorado, and I had some
good
trouble
morning,
connecting
Pastor.
To the call for about 15 minutes or so there trying to get in, but I finally made it, so I'm here.
Oh, gosh. I apologize. Thank you for persevering. And I know you're very new, Pastor, but is there anything that you'd like to say or share or anything as you're kind of in the strategy stage? Anything that you'd like to ask other states that have been in this for a while or ask any of our team? Again, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I do want to make sure that we give you an opportunity in these early stages to ask any questions that might be helpful.
Yes, no, thank you. Being able to come in at the tail end of hearing about the letters, and I put that together that is available on the back side of the website there. That was really helpful. But if I could maybe glean some wisdom from some of the other state coordinators on connecting with your legislators out of session, because we're currently out of session until January here in Colorado. And I've spoken with Senator Lundberg since session's been out, and but maybe if some of the other state directors have some ideas on keeping in contact and keeping up with them while they're out of session, that would be a great help to me.
This is Dave from South Carolina. One of the biggest things that we do here, and maybe it's a Southern culture thing, is we actually take the time to visit one-on-one with legislators back home. We call them up. We ask them if they have time to go grab lunch or get some coffee, just to sit down and talk with them and develop the personal relationship with them, because that level of personal relationship ties back so well to understanding what their personal needs are. How can we specifically be praying for them, not only on legislative issues, but personal issues as well? We have them on a rotation where I will be texting to them, and I've developed a relationship where I can, text them, and how can I be praying for you today? And, sometimes you may get a response back that says, I need prayer for wisdom and discernment. Sometimes I get nothing back at all. But we're making that consistent outreach and developing the personal relationships, because these are men and women who are ordinary men and women just like you and I are, who have been, chosen by the people to represent them, but they still go back home, at least in our state. They go back home, they still have to do their jobs, they still have their families and their responsibilities there. But we really do work on developing the personal one-on-one relationships. And for some reason, getting together over a meal, lunch or coffee or breakfast, goes a long way in breaking the ice and being able to get into that level of one-on-one with them.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, very helpful. Thank you, Dave. Good. And Jason, has it been beneficial to connect with the prayer networks and groups as well, and just helping to kind of build a support system even as part of the network?
Yeah, I really can kind of get my feet wet in that regard, and trying to pick up the pieces where I know Beth had some things that she was working on, but I'm kind of in the dark on some of those things still, so kind of pioneering that, I guess.
Okay, and even DICEP and the TC and Lisa Crump and all the different ones that we connected you with, has that been helpful at all?
Oh, yes, I did get those contacts. Thank you.
Okay, good, good. Great. And, again, thank you, Dave, for your input there. That is very helpful. Fantastic. Well, I have I'm looking to see who all is on, and I'm wondering how many people are having trouble. Donna in Kansas, thank you for taking the time to be on this morning. I know you've had a lot going on in your state. Do you have a minute to give an update?
Sure. Yes, I do. Our team, is just really beginning to gel, and it just was really strong all session. And our prayer time was very very powerful. It was a very difficult year for most of us here in that we lost 30 conservatives in the last election because the Christians didn't decide to come out and vote in the primary. And so we lost 23 then and 7 in the general. So Governor Brownback's legacy legislation in some respects has bit the dust, and we have the largest tax increase. But Governor Brownback is very, very prominent in religious liberty, and he fights for that in many ways, and he's strong in that, and these legislators are too. We one thing that we did in the session, during the regular session, we were meeting once a week on Tuesdays to pray. But when we ended up going like 16 days over, the Congressional Prayer Caucus was meeting every day and sometimes twice a day. And so I would go up when I could and meet with them. And these men and women were stalwart and just really stood their ground. But in the end, there were some people who caved, and so that's why we have the largest tax increase in Kansas history, even though a lot of the media just told lies about so many things. But as far as the caucus itself goes, I feel like we are strong. We are on texting. They text me from the floor because I live 2 hours away. Sometimes, you know, it was just daily that last couple of weeks. And so it's getting stronger and stronger. In fact, the legislative director is going to hold a boot camp with Dick Simmons in Kansas City, and he's going to invite many, many of the legislators. It's really just for men with Dick Simmons from D.C. But he's taking such a strong leadership role in the Capitol that it's on National Day of Prayer, my goodness, this man was I had no idea he had so much, chutzpah behind him when he started speaking. It was just so powerful. And it was really talking to the church that was gathered there. And he was just speaking like, 5-6 minutes. But really, I'm really encouraged by the spiritual growth that I've seen for these people during what has been a very difficult session. So the other thing that we began doing June 5th is reading the Word of God out loud in the Capitol, and that's been very exciting. Governor was very encouraged by that, as well as the legislators. They would stop by as a dozen people were in the rotunda reading at the same time and just thank everybody for releasing the Word of God and praying for them. So I think that Kansas is doing as well as we can right now until we get the body of Christ again ignited to engage in their culture and decide to run for office and vote for the kind of people that will protect religious freedom.
Wonderful. Thank you, Donna. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that update. We've been encouraged by Representative Powell as well. And for those of you that were on the APCN call, he was the one that shared about his passion for prayer and his disciplines as it relates to getting up early and spending time with the Lord as well as fasting. And he again, that Dick Simmons is the one who has this Men for Nations ministry that impacted Representative Powell. And so Representative Powell is now trying to help implement that within the state as part of kind of the prayer caucus, really helping men and leaders and to men specifically to keep God first, to make sure that he's a priority, and to make sure that they're being disciplined out of love for the Lord, but making sure that those disciplines are in place in order to cultivate the relationship and again, to keep him first. So we were blessed by him, and we're continued to be blessed by you all as you stand boldly in Kansas, and we are, again, appreciate that update.
Thank you.
Very good. Betty in North Dakota, I know you have, do you have an update for us on the prayer caucus there? I know y'all are out of session and you've been working to connect with them as they are transitioning back to their normal lives. But do you have anything that you want to share with us? I just want to make sure to give you an opportunity.
Not much more to add than anything you and I spoke about. The senator is still out of state. So until I get him here and kind of settled in, kind of on hold, but we're hoping to get our visits into the churches over the interim and really build up our group so that we're ready to go when session begins again.
Very good. Thank you for staying in it. I know you kind of came in late in the game as well, but you've been faithful to get in there. You already have the relationships, but you have been faithful in really keeping this in front of them and keeping them motivated. So thank you for that. Cindy was on. She had to drop off a little bit early. She's been really staying on top of the Michigan legislative prayer case there and a couple other cases in Michigan. She joined a couple of the calls on Wednesdays that I do with the prayer network and has been giving updates there. So just, again, wanted to mention that she has been really keeping that a priority, praying through that, and is continuing to ask for prayer for those very important cases. Good. How about Joel in Nebraska? Do you have an update for us?
I guess I can share a few things. Of course, I have the meeting with Senator Wattermeyer this afternoon, and that'll really kick things off in Nebraska. We've been waiting so long for a chairman. We've got a chairman now, and he and I will really be meeting for the first time this afternoon to really get things started. We're going to strategize for how to get things organized and kick off for next year. Our legislative session runs from January through April in non-budgetary years through May in budgetary years. We have a biennial budget. So that'll be happening this afternoon, so I'll probably have more to report next month. On another note, the senator that I work for, he lives in Bayard, Nebraska, and there was a tornado that went through the town of Bayard, and it affected his home. It removed virtually every tree from his property and landed one in his bathroom, and he's been able to clean up from that, and a bunch of teenagers from a local camp came out and helped him clean up, so that was a real blessing for him. And one other thing. I had mentioned in the past that Nebraska doesn't have any theological seminaries in our state. There's one. It's a Catholic seminary. But anyway, with the blessing of my senator, I called down to Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary because about 9 years ago I was working with them to plant a seminary, an extension campus in Nebraska, and they said they couldn't do it because of the way the laws were. I called down there a month ago or a few weeks ago and talked with them, and they are going to plant an extension campus in Lincoln or Omaha. Our Department of Education has loosened their rules such that it's more conducive for them to do so. And the president of Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary told their extension people that he wanted to come to Nebraska this year. So right as we were praying for it, it actually happened. And I just had to place a phone call avail myself to them, and I just said, hey, if there's anything you guys need, let me know, because we got your back on this one. So that's huge. We have one Christian college, Grace University in Omaha, but they're actually moving north. They bought a campus. So this means that Omaha and Lincoln would be void of any kind of Christian college or seminary kind of training, but now Midwestern is going to move in and they're going to plant a seminary here. So that was a real answer to prayer. That's all I got.
No, that's great, Joel. Thank you. Thank you for continuing to connect with Senator Wattermeyer, and again for just being a concerned citizen that is actively impacting your sphere of influence. So appreciate who you are. Pastor McIntosh, I know you shared, I believe you shared last time about the legislative prayer breakfast. Is there anything that you want to comment on that? Or did you share that last time? And if not, please feel free. And is there anything additional that you'd like to share?
Yes, I did. I think I did share about the prayer breakfast, but I just wanted to touch on it just a little bit this time. And I also wanted to mention that the legislative body is out of session and perhaps won't be in session again until January or February. However, in the meantime, we don't have a budget. We don't have agreed upon budget, and there's been a lot of movement around that. And so it's very possible that there's going to be a special session for them to come back and get the budget business straightened out and established. But going to the prayer breakfast, it was extremely successful, even more so than last year. There was a lot more legislators that attended and participated, and not just participated, but shared their heart in terms of prayer and wanting and needing prayer. And it went over extremely well. However, with that, we would like to ask you to stand in the gap for the legislators in terms of the prayer piece, because it's not as solid or as strong as it could or should be. We're just praying for more that they'd be more engaged in with the prayer. They've expressed that they really want to do this, but it's just not coming together as it should. Not that it hasn't, but it could come together a little bit more. So we're just asking you to stand in the gap on that piece and that it'll become strong. And at this time, we really don't have any religious freedom and liberty issues. Just need to get that prayer piece really, really strong. So if I was to ask for any requests, that would be the request, to get the prayer piece legislatively very, very strong and engaged, more engaged.
Absolutely. Very good. I know there's been a lot of very positive advancement in Connecticut, and we'll just keep believing with you for it to grow. And so we're excited about the new developments. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Great. Dave, I know you had a minute to share. Is there anything else that you want to expound on or make sure that we're aware of?
Yeah, there are some specific things that are in regards to religious education and the expansion of religious education and how we do that. What's considered to be release time, for lack of a better phrase, is the phrase that we use here, release time from school, to ensure that students have the ability to have religious-based education during the school time. And so we actually have some places where Bible classes are being offered that they can actually take part in as part of a religious instruction for our high school students. And so we're working right now on that legislation for high school students. And where it stands right now is it's somewhat stalled in the – it kind of got stalled behind the budget in the end of session last year. So we're going to be working on that when we come back, just so that we can so that students also have the ability to have a religious student association within their schools, to guarantee that right and that benefit is still offered to them as a Freedom of Religion Act there.
Wonderful. Thank you. We'll please keep us updated on that. We'll be praying as well. Wonderful. Well, I have a couple other states that I just want to mention that have been really thinking through the out-of-session strategy and are, along with several of you, most of you. Ohio, for instance, they're doing something called In God We Trust events. And Jason Williams, Pastor Jason Williams, is partnering up with Congressman Jim Jordan and other pastors in the state to go into churches and to share about the importance of keeping God in America, the importance of our Judeo-Christian heritage, and again reiterating the impact of prayer and action. So they've been scheduling a number of churches and will continue to do so over the summer. So just thought you all might be encouraged and inspired by that. Ryan in Virginia has been doing that as well. He's partnered with not only the Prayer Caucus chairman, but even the Virginia members of the Congressional Prayer Caucus to help get the word out about the Prayer Caucus, the impact of the Prayer Caucus, the attacks on faith, and the importance of engaging in this time now more than ever. So they've been scheduling again throughout the summer a number of weekends and opportunities to share. So again, just excited to hear how that's working, and it seems to really be getting people inspired. North Carolina, Sharon just texted and said she apologized. She had something come up. She couldn't jump on the call, but she's also been working with the legislators to mobilize prayer throughout the state. She has regions. They've been mobilizing by regions, really helping to communicate the needs of the Prayer Caucus and the efforts of the Prayer Caucus. And together, they've really provided a strong support around these leaders. The legislators have their prayer time, but they also join the prayer time that Sharon leads. So just really cultivating relationships there, building trust, and then mobilizing when needed. So she's been a faithful one there. And Jenny in Iowa, I mentioned, was not able to join today, but she's continuing to do the Bible reading marathon in all the counties in the state, as well as having prayer, either leading prayer or raising up other leaders to pray in the Capitol. So she's still been going strong there. But we do continue to pray for her and her health. And she's getting stronger, but still is requesting prayer. So we have also New Mexico. Our legislators in New Mexico are staying engaged. They're going around and speaking in churches or at events about the Prayer Caucus, the impact of the Prayer Caucus, and the need for support. And we've been able to supply the chairman there with letters around a couple of different issues, so we're grateful to be able to support them. These are just, again, scratching the surface of the efforts that many of you are doing and again, the support that the foundation is able to provide. So with that, I want to open it up for any questions or thoughts or comments. Is there anything that anybody wants to make sure that we discuss today or flesh out together?
Not this time.
Okay. Well, if there's any, of course, we're available for questions at any time. Any of our team can help you at any point. Again, I meet with y'all as often as I can and as often as you're available. So we just appreciate you all very much. We cannot express the importance. As we were on a call this morning with Georgia legislators, Leah was reiterating not only the impact that the legislators can have, but the impact that you all have and what a critical piece that you play in making these prayer caucuses effective. It helps tremendously for them to know that they have people standing with them that genuinely care about them and that are building a network of support around them when they need it. As you all know, it's not easy to stand on the front lines. And so many of you are doing that in a number of ways in addition to helping to build support for your elected officials. So we, again, just cannot thank you enough. You are really what's making this work, and we just appreciate it so much. We are continuing to provide additional resources. We're continuing to build kind of a robust number of resources. The Religious Liberty Measures Report is being revised by our legal team and updated, I should say, so we'll look forward to having that available. And again, we just want to make sure that the legislators are aware. We do reach out to them through email. We have calls with them or what have you at different times, but anything that you can do to, again, remind them that we have that resource, it's like, I think, 47 pages of best practice legislation and talking points around key religious liberty category. So anything that you can do to, again, just remind them as they're considering different types of legislation, that's a resource to them. And we have, again, just a number of ways in which we can come around them to support them as they seek to support citizens in their state. Good. Anything that you want to add, Leah or Angie or Jess, anything?
Nope, I think you hit it, and just know that we're really, Congressman Forbes is taking a greater and greater role as well. Thank you for being so patient and kind and encouraging to him, too. It's been really fun, I think, for him to get his mind around the scope of what is happening here. And just one last little piece I wanted to say there. Many of you now, I think, are getting the picture of Congressman Forbes' strategic giftings. He's actually teaching strategy at the War College in Rhode Island a couple weeks out of the month. And then he gives his time to help the foundation. But he's really focusing his energies on strategic thinking on how do we equip and really create an offensive against this anti-faith movement. And it's really, really exciting. And we're hopeful that we're going to be also rolling out some of those thoughts and ideas as the months go on. So we want you to know that's happening. That kind of thing takes a little longer and takes some time, but he is putting his mind toward that and his energy. So we're grateful for that. And he, of course, wants to be here to help support in any way. So if you have an idea or thought that he might be able to help with, be sure and reach out, only knowing that his time is actually limited because he's doing a few different things and not just full-time with us. So we have to be real judicious and also work really hard and plan around his schedule to try to make things happen. But bear with us, be patient. He's really coming on board with his heart and mind. And if there's anything that we aren't able to do or he isn't able to do, it's not because he doesn't want to. It's just purely a matter of logistics. So thank you for your support of his efforts and his joining this team.
Very good. Good. Well, with that, let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dave, can I ask you to close us out today?
Absolutely. Lord Jesus, as we stand here in the midst of voices that want to fight against the very truth of your word, we pray that you would just give us the strength and the endurance that we need to stand strong, to stand firm, to let your word be the rallying cry and the flag and the banner that we carry, that we can share the gospel with other people, because we know that there's nothing more important than people knowing and understanding the truth of who you are and what you offer us in salvation. And it is through the efforts of the prayer caucus that we pray that you would just strengthen and encourage our brothers and sisters who are serving in our country, who are serving in our states, who are serving in our local communities, to stand for the truth of your word, to not buckle under the pressure that comes from outside groups or public peer pressure that could be there from constituents who may or may not agree with where your word stands. But we just pray, Lord, that your word be the plumb line of every decision that these members make, that they look at it from the standpoint of how am I representing the word of God in the decisions that I make and the words that I say. I pray, Lord, that you would surround each member of our prayer caucuses with fellow believers today who would encourage them and strengthen them in their walks with you. I pray that you would use us as servants in their lives to encourage and strengthen them. Thank you for Summer and for Leah and for the staff, the work that they do day in and day out to support the work that we are doing and the efforts that are moving forward. And I just pray, Lord, for a uniting spirit in all of us, that as we stand, that you give us the courage and the strength from each other, but more than anything, Lord, that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Spirit would just float in and out through us into the lives of the people that you have put in our pathway, who are our leaders in our communities, to encourage and strengthen them for you, Jesus. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. Thank you all.
Absolutely.
God bless you. We appreciate you all very much. Look forward to
talking to you.
Bless you, Summer. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Blessings.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Are we staying on or are we finished?